Nolte, MTV News's latest left-wing news outlet to shut down. By John Nolte on May 10, 2023. The bloodbath of left-wing media outlets continues with the news that Paramount will shut down MTV News. This is part of Paramount's 25% staff reduction across the Showtime, MTV Entertainment Studios and Paramount Media Networks groups in the U.S. In a statement to staffers, Showtime/MTV Entertainment Studios and Paramount Media Networks President Chris McCarthy wrote that everyone is happy with the success of Paramount Plus streaming service, but to his success in streaming, we continue to feel pressure from broader economic headwinds like many of our peers. To address this, our senior leaders in coordination with HR have been working together over the past few months to determine the optimal organization for the current and future needs of our business. As a result, we have made the very hard but necessary decision to reduce our domestic team by approximately 25%. This is a tough yet important strategic realignment of our group. Through the elimination of some units and by streamlining others, we will be able to reduce costs and create a more effective approach to our business as we move forward. Today we will notify employees whose positions are being impacted with leaders communicating the news directly to those teams/or individuals. These meetings will be followed by individual 1:1s with our HR partners. Keep voting for Democrats, morons. So we can add MTV News to the growing list of left-wing news outlets that have been closed down or faced massive layoffs. Vice is gone. BuzzFeed News is gone. CNN Plus is gone. Who knows what will happen with 5, 30, 8. Honestly, though, who knew MTV News was still in business? For those of a certain age, MTV News will always be associated with Kurt Loder's calm, intelligent presence, an insider who seemed immune to celebrity and hype. That's a rare bird in that field, and Loder earned his place in that world. Not through clickbait, but through memorable roles at Rolling Stone, Reason, and elsewhere. Loder was and remains a real journalist. He brought integrity, knowledge, experience, and equal parts, love of music and old-school journalism, to MTV News. Well, look at MTV News now. It's star-fucking of the most generic kind. This ongoing wipeout of the left-wing media and entertainment industry marches on, even as conservative media and entertainment expand. Disney slashed thousands of jobs. CNN cut jobs. CBS cut jobs. The far-left Washington Post and New York Times cut jobs. The fake news/trans/drag queen/child grooming chickens are coming home to roost. Let's not forget that the overall MTV brand, along with the music industry, is dying. MTV used to be a kingmaker. But today, with the music culture fractured into a million pieces, there is no place for a centralized tastemaker. MTV used to be associated with fun and sex, everything that made rock and roll great. Today, that MTV is gone forever, another cog in the oppressive left-wing corporate conformity that's currently destroying all of our institutions, which is the primary reason our culture is so fractured. There was a time when everyone could relate to what MTV was selling, which was freedom. Today, MTV is as uptight and bossy as the pricks they once ridiculed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.